From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues these studies in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called The Free Offer of the Gospel. Our text is found in chapter 9, verse 30 through chapter 10, verse 21. As Dr. Cairns has demonstrated from Paul's writings, God's offer of salvation is sincere and it is simple. However, as simple as the gospel offer is, it demands a perfect righteousness. And that righteousness cannot be obtained by works, such as attempts to keep God's law. It comes by faith in the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross. As Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Be sure that you have Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our text for this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 21 and verse 11. Watchmen, what of the night? What enemies are abroad? Errors are a numerous horde, and new ones appear every hour. Against what heresy am I to be on my guard? Sins creep from their lurking places when the darkness reigns. I must myself mount the watchtower and watch unto prayer. Our heavenly protector foresees all the attacks which are about to be made upon us, and when as yet the evil designed us is but in the desire of Satan, he prays for us that our faith fail not when we are sifted as wheat. Continue, O gracious watchman, to forewarn us of our foes, and for Zion's sake hold not thy peace. Watchman, what of the night? What weather is coming for the church? Are the clouds lowering, or is it all clear and fair overhead? We must care for the church of God with anxious love, and now that popery and infidelity are both threatening, let us observe the signs of the times and prepare for conflict. Watchmen, what of the night? What stars are visible? What precious promises suit our present case? You sound the alarm. Give us the consolation also. Christ the pole star is ever fixed in his place, and all the stars are secure in the right hand of their Lord. But watchmen, when comes the morning? The bridegroom tarries. Are there no signs of his coming forth as the Son of Righteousness? Has not the morning star arisen as the pledge of day? When will the day dawn and the shadows flee away? O Jesus, if thou come not in person to thy waiting church this day, yet come in spirit to my sighing heart, and make it sing for joy. Now all the earth is bright and glad with the fresh morn, but all my heart is cold and dark and sad. Son of the soul, let me behold thy dawn. Come, Jesus, Lord, O quickly come, according to thy word. Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
I want you to listen to me. You've grown up listening to the Word. You've grown up listening to the Gospel. And it is all too easy for you to adopt very lax, shallow views of sin and of God's law and of what it is to be saved, attaining a perfect righteousness with God. So that it is very easy for you to adopt a surface religion where you know how to nod your head at the right place and say the right word at the right time without having any heart experience. I've talked about attaining to a personal possession of the righteous merits of Christ as your basis for acceptance with God. It's easy for you to adopt a very shallow, skin deep profession of what sounds like Christianity without any heart engagement with Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that is the very curse that Paul was dealing with among the Jews, and now it's come home to roost in the Christian churches of America. Around the world, there are millions coming to Christ. It is reckoned by missiologists that perhaps the 20th century saw more people won for Christ than any century in history. But it wasn't happening in America. It wasn't happening in England. And it wasn't happening in Ireland. It wasn't happening in Wales, or in John Knox's Scotland, nor in Luther's Germany, nor in Calvin's Switzerland or France. Where are we? We are where Paul was, the people who had every advantage are stumbling over Christ. A stone of stumbling. I forget where I read it, some old preacher had the very homespun remark, you can only stumble over Christ if you put him at your foot. I think that's clear, is it not? To some people, to some of you young folk even sitting here tonight, when I preach Christ to you, he's just a big rock in your way. He's barring your progress. He's something standing in your way in that vile and filthy and sensuous and sinful and selfish way you want to go. And you're stumbling over him. Well, man, if you stumble over Christ and fall, remember where you're falling to. We'll never forget this. This stumbling and falling, this offense, is just a first taste of the judgment of God. I know that because the promise is to the believer, he shall not be ashamed. He'll not be put to shame. That there is a class of texts that run through the Bible on this matter of shame. And you will find that if you look at them carefully, it's a class of texts that speaks of judgment. Judgment. What's it saying to you? If Christ is just a stone to stumble over, if to you he's just a rock to make you fall, to change the wording, if Christ is just someone you're ashamed of, then he has a word for you. Listen very carefully. Mark 8:38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me. Let me put this in context. The Lord Jesus is not talking about somebody who's saved, who's living for God, and sometime has an opportunity to witness and he's overcome by the fear of man and doesn't open his mouth. I remember times when that fear would grip me. Are you so ashamed of Christ you come under this awful condemnation? Well, we ought to get victory over the fear of man, surely, but that's not merely what he's talking about. This being ashamed of Christ is ashamed of his person and work. It is really a judgment that you're entering against Christ. It's a decisive judgment of rejection. But listen, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Notice the great contrast. Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed, shall not be put to shame. Here are the two eternities. You see, I said there were two logical ways of attaining righteousness, only one real way. But two logical possibilities to prepare your soul to go out to meet God. And here are the two inevitable endings. If you choose the way of Christ's rejection, you choose it. We'll see that more clearly as we go down the 10th chapter. Don't blame the sovereignty of God, and don't blame your mama, your dad, or the place you were born in, or anything else. Don't blame any of it. You choose your own self-righteousness or your own way, and you stumble over Christ and you fall over this rock of offense. You be ashamed of Him. The inevitable end is judgment. He'll be ashamed of you. I tremble at the thought of that day. This is precisely what Matthew 7 is talking about. Precisely. People with light views of sin, light views of God's law, light views of what it is to be saved, no idea of attaining to a perfect righteousness. And they stand before Christ in the judgment day and they glibly say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name have cast out devils, and in Thy name have done many wonderful works." I tremble at that because there are preachers there. "Lord, I preached in Your name. There are charismatic miracle workers there. Lord, in Your name I cast out devils and did works of power." "Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. If I had to select the saddest scene in Scripture, I think that would be it. Lord, I'm here to enter into heaven. Lord, I'm here with this reputation as a preacher, a miracle worker. Lord, I'm here to be welcomed home." "Depart from me. I never knew you." You be ashamed of Christ, and He will be ashamed of you. Let me tell you, you go for your righteousness, and you are going to have any other hope than that which the gospel sets forth. And this is the end of it. No entrance here. But oh, what a beautiful, beautiful, glorious, simple, but oh, how absolutely thrilling truth. "Whosoever believeth on Him you may have started life among the dumb idols. You might have been like those Corinthians that Paul talked about. Such were some of you. You might have been whatever the devil and sin could make you. But all whosoever believeth on Him will never be put to shame." Here's the great finale. This is the hope that we dealt with in chapter 5, that maketh not ashamed. There's no disappointment to a believer in Christ. There's no ugly surprise waiting a believer in Christ. I tell you tonight, on the authority of that book, we are justified by faith in Jesus. Therefore, whosoever believeth in him will never be put to shame. Here's the whole point. You'll be glad to know I got through one point of my message tonight. Here's the whole point. But what a point it is. The sole instrument whereby men receive God's salvation, a perfect righteousness with God, the sole instrument whereby you receive it, it's not money, it's not merit, it's faith in Jesus Christ. And I like the way one of the most eminent theologians Scotland ever produced put it. Well, actually, there are two of them from different centuries. One of them said, faith is nothing more than a hearty acceptance of God's way of saving sinners. When I first read that, I thought, that misses something, but it doesn't. It's the simplicity of genius. Faith is a hearty acceptance of God's way of saving sinners. And then a great 19th century theologian in Scotland said, demystifying much of what his compatriots were writing on the intricacies of faith, they were pursuing it into every nook and cranny. He said, let me put it to you plainly. Faith is nothing more or less than a soul believing on Jesus. And whosoever believeth shall not be put to shame. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. Produce fruit for its preaching. And after the faltering voice of man is silent, great and gracious God, speak on to every soul. Save the lost. Encourage the saints. And, O Lord, in doing these things, magnify thine own Son and bring an everlasting weight of glory to thine own great name. Hear us now and part us with the blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it, be the abiding portion of all the blood-bought people of God, both tonight and evermore. We pray, giving thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.